him for to nourish him. Text continued. Then Arthur made him dole when he understood that Sir Ector was not his father. Still another footnote in conjunction with the word dole. Arthur made great dole, D-O-L-E. Footnote indicates that means lamentation. Text continued. Sir, said Ector unto Arthur, will ye be my good and gracious lord when ye are king? Else were I to blame, said Arthur, for ye are the man in the world that I am most beholding to, and my good lady and mother, your wife, that as well as her own hath fostered me and kept. And if ever it be God's will that I be king as ye say, ye shall desire of me what I may do, and I shall not fail you. God forbid I should fail you. Sir, said Sir Ector, I will ask no more of you, but that ye will make my son your foster brother, Sir Kay, seneschal of all your lands. Still another footnote, referring to the word seneschal, indicates that that means a steward. You will make him steward of all your lands. Text continued. Page 19. This shall be done, said Arthur, and more, by the faith of my body, that never man shall have that office but he, while he and I live. Therewithal they went unto the archbishop and told him how the sword was achieved and by whom. And on 12th day all the barons came hither, and to assay to take the sword, who that would assay. But there afore them all there might none take it out but Arthur. Wherefore there were many lords wroth, and said it was great shame unto them all and the realm, to be overgoverned with a boy of no high blood born. And so they fell out at that time, that it was put off till Candlemas, and then all the barons should meet there again. But always the 10 knights were ordained to watch the sword day and night, and so they set a pavilion over the stone and the sword, and 5 always watched. So at Candlemas many more great lords came hither for to have won the sword, but there might none prevail. And right as Arthur did at Christmas, he did at Candlemas, and pulled out the sword easily, whereof the barons were sore aggrieved, and put it off in delay till the high feast of Easter. And as Arthur sped before, so did he at Easter, and there were some of the great lords, and there were some of the great lords had indignation that Arthur should be king, and put it off in a delay till the feast of Pentecost. Then the Archbishop of Canterbury, by Merlin's providence, let purvey then of the best knights that they might get, and such knights as Uther Pendragon loved best and most trusted in his days. And such knights were put about Arthur as Sir Baudwin of Britain, Sir Kay, Sir Ulfius, Sir Brastias. All these, with many other, were always about Arthur day and night till the feast of Pentecost. Chapter 7. How King Arthur was crowned, and how he made officers. And at the feast of Pentecost all manner of men essayed to pull at the sword that would assay, but none might prevail but Arthur, and pulled it out before all the lords and commons that were there Wherefore all the commons cried at once, We will have Arthur unto our king. We will put him no more in delay, for we all see that it is God's will that he shall be our king, and who that holdeth against it, we will slay him. Page 20. And therewithal they kneeled at once, both rich and poor, and cried, Arthur, mercy, because they had delayed him so long. And Arthur forgave them, and took the sword between both his hands, and offered it upon the altar, where the archbishop was, and so was he made knight of the best man that was there. And so anon was the coronation made, and there was he sworn unto his lords and the commons for to be a great king, to stand with true justice from thenceforth the days of this life. Also then he made all lords that held of the crown to come in and to do service as they ought to do. And many complaints were made unto Sir Arthur of great wrongs that were done since the death of King Uther, of many lands that were bereaved, lords, knights, ladies, and gentlemen. Wherefore King Arthur made the lands to be given again unto them that ought them. Footnote, referring to that phrase, that ought them, indicates that that means owned them. When this was done, that the king had established all the countries about London, then he let make Sir Kay Seneschal of England, and Sir Baudwin of Britain was made constable, and Sir Ulfius was made chamberlain, and Sir Brastias was made warden to wait upon the north from Trent forwards, for it was that time the most part the king's enemies. But within few years after, Arthur won all the north, Scotland, and all that were under their obeisance, also Wales, a part of it held against Arthur, but he overcame them all, as he did the remnant, through the noble prowess of himself and his knights of the Round Table. Page 21, Chapter 8. How King Arthur held at Wales at a Pentecost a great feast, and what kings and lords came to this feast. Then the king removed into Wales and let cry a great feast that it should be holden at Pentecost after the incoronation of him at the city of Caerleon. Footnote, in conjunction with the phrase, should be holden. Holden means held, H-E-L-D. Returned text. Unto the feast came King Lot of Lothian and of Orkney, with 500 knights with him. Also there came to the feast King Uriens of Gore, with 400 knights with him. And there came to that feast King Nentres of Garlot, with 700 knights with him. And there came to the feast the king of Scotland, with 600 knights with him, and he was but a young man. Also there came to the feast a king that was called the King with the 100 knights, but he and his men were passing well beseen at all points. Footnote, in conjunction with the phrase well beseen, indicates that that means good looking. Text continued. Also there came the king of Carados with 500 knights. And King Arthur was glad of their coming, for he weened that all the kings and knights had come for great love, and to have done him worship at his feast. Wherefore the king made great joy, and sent the kings and knights great presents. But the kings would none receive, but rebuked the messenger shamefully, and said they had no joy to receive no gifts of a beardless boy that was come of low blood, and sent him word they would none of his gifts, but that they were come to give him gifts with hard swords betwixt the neck and the shoulders. And therefore they came thither, so they told to the messengers plainly, for it was great shame to all them to see such a boy to have a rule of so noble a realm as the land was. With this answer the messengers departed, and told to King Arthur this answer. Wherefore, by the advice of his barons, he took them to a strong tower, with 500 good men with him. And all the kings aforesaid in a manner laid a siege to him. But King Arthur was well victualled. And within 15 days there came Merlin among them into the city of Caerleon. Page 22. Then all the kings were passing glad of Merlin, and asked him, "For what cause is that boy Arthur made your king?" "Sirs," said Merlin, "I shall tell you the cause, for he is King Uther's Pendragon's son, born in wedlock, gotten on Igraine, the duke's wife of Tintagel." "Then is he a bastard?" they said all. "Nay," said Merlin. "After the death of the duke, more than 3 hours was Arthur begotten, and 13 days after King Uther wedded Igraine, and therefore I prove him he is no bastard, and who saith nay, he shall be king and overcome all his enemies. And, or he die, he shall be long king of all England, and have under his obeisance Wales, Ireland, and Scotland, and more realms than I will now rehearse." Some of the kings had marvel of Merlin's words, and deemed well that it should be as he said. Footnote in conjunction with the phrase "and deemed well." The deemed word means thought, and thought well. Text continued. And some of them laughed him to scorn as King Lot, and more other called him a witch. But then were they accorded with Merlin that King Arthur should come out and speak with the kings, and to come safe and to go safe, such assurance there was made. So Merlin went unto King Arthur and told him how he had done, and had him fear not, but come out boldly and speak with them, and spare them not, but answer them as their king and chieftain, for ye shall overcome them all, whether they will or nill. Chapter 9 of the first war that King Arthur had, and how he won the field. Then King Arthur came out of his tower, and had under his gown Jesseronte of double mail. There's a footnote there which indicates that word Jesseronte means a coat of armor. Text continued. And there went with him the Archbishop of Canterbury and Sir